seeking help at Dansville. For 5 weeks, James was tenderly cared for by Ellen, joined by the Uriah Smiths, the George Amadons, and the M.J. Cornells, Ibid, November 7, 1865. Having during the past year spent a few weeks at our home in Dansville, New York, Ellen White was convinced of the value of the right use of water as one of God's approved remedies, and having no confidence in the use of poisonous drugs, she turned to hydrotherapy. But this, in her worn-out condition, seemed more than she could undertake. There were none in Battle Creek who would dare to venture treating James with the little-known hydropathic remedies. This led her to consider taking him to Dansville. Dr. H.S. Lay, now in Battle Creek, having been sent for, it was soon decided that James should go back with him to our home on the hillside. And as will be seen from the notice the acting editor placed in the review, James White was not the only one to travel with the doctor to Dansville.
Journeyed from this city, Thursday, the 14th inst, in quest of rest and health, a Seventh-day Adventist invalid party consisting of the following named persons: Elder James White and wife, Elder J. N. Loughborough, Sr., M. F. Maxson, and the editor of the Adventist Review.
They were accompanied by Dr. H. S. Lay, recently by request from Dansville, New York, to which place they now direct their course. We hope also these overworked and overburdened servants of the Lord will share largely in the prayers of the faithful, while they are obeying that very important, but much neglected, command of Christ, to rest a while. Ibid, September 19, 1865. Stopping over the Sabbath in Rochester, New York, the group proceeded the next week the 40 miles south to Dansville. It was reported that James White stood the journey remarkably well, Ibid, September 26, 1865. They, of course, were acquainted with Dr. Jackson. Uriah Smith, who traveled with them, described their arrival and reception. Brother and Sister White were cordially welcomed by Dr. Jackson, physician-in-chief of our home. Thursday, the day following our arrival, the doctor gave our party an examination, pronouncing upon our present condition and future prospects in respect to physical health and strength. His judgment in the case of Brother White was that it was very fortunate for him that he was arrested in his course of toil and labor when he was, for if nature had held up even but a short time longer under the same pressure, it would have eventually given way, and in such a manner as to produce a complete wreck, for which there would have been no remedy. As it is, under proper hygienic influences, he will fully recover, regaining more than his former health and strength, but the causes which have led to this attack must for all time be avoided, and to the work of recovery, quite a length of time, perhaps 6 or 8 months, must be devoted. Ibid, October 3, 1865. Italics supplied. Uriah Smith felt there was no better place than the institution at Dansville, both from theoretical and practical standpoints, and he informed the review readers that Ellen White would remain with her husband as long as he would be there. A cottage close to the institution was found where the Whites had upstairs rooms, and treatments were begun. Each day they walked in the open air. Smith and Loughborough remained for rest and treatment. When the Whites went to Dansville for medical help, there were some among the believers who thought that they had given up their faith that God would raise James up to health in response to prayer. Not so, wrote Ellen White. While we did not feel like despising the means God had placed in our reach for the recovery of health, we felt that God was above all, and he who had provided water as his agent would have us use it to assist abused nature to recover her exhausted energies. We believed that God would bless the efforts we were making in the direction of health. We did not doubt that God could work a miracle, and in a moment restore to health and vigor. But should he do this, would we not be in danger of again transgressing, abusing our strength by prolonged, intemperate labor, and bringing upon ourselves even a worse condition of things? Looking at the situation philosophically, she noted certain principles as to cause and effect. If we violate the laws of our being, we must pay the penalty. suffering, more or less, will follow every violation of nature's laws. But when we repent of our transgressions, and commence earnestly the work of reform, when we do all that we can to redeem our errors, by placing ourselves in the best possible condition to regain the strength that we in our zeal lost, then we are in just that position where we can exercise faith in God, and ask Him to do that for us which we cannot do for ourselves. We may rely upon God's promises, and believe that His power will repair even nature's broken-down machinery, and we be placed where we can labor again in the cause of God more understandingly, wisely preserving the strength God has given us instead of crippling it by excessive labor.